Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we just talk about things we saw on the internet that's mostly have to do with the internet, but we don't research or fact check anything. My host today is my beautiful, gracious, loyal mama bear mom. Say hi, mom.
Hi.
How you doing?
I didn't know you were starting. I thought you were just testing.
I was just going to test,
and
but then
like,
I was
oh,
like,
oh wait, she's going for
I'm feeling it, so I might as well just start.
Fantastic.
So, I started. I didn't look up the holidays for today.
I did.
Oh, you did? Okay, guys, I have to warn you. I put my mom more in charge. She's like, I want to be more in charge of this podcast.
No, I'm in charge. I want to feel like I'm contributing.
My mom, I told her this is a partnership, but she's like, well, let me do my part in this partnership. And I said, all right, you figure out the game and the questions.
Yes.
And I will do most of the, and by research, I'm going to say the word research, but by research, I mean just I read it on the internet, research about the topics. But you found the holidays. You're already on it.
I have some Santa Barbara news, and I have the holiday news. And
Santa Barbara.
Questions.
So you guys are going to get news for our hometown that you don't care about.
It's a big story.
Okay, sure. Go for it.
Wait, what we're doing?
Oh, holidays.
It's national. I'm doing national first.
Wait, is this for Monday?
Yes.
Oh, there was a man outside. I have to close my window real quick. Hold on.
This is national.
Okay.
National. You ready?
Wait, no, let me close my window. Oh, wait, hold on. I have a thing.
Okay, go. National Chewing Gum Day.
I don't like chewing gum.
I'm not chewing gum. I'm chewing an Altoid.
I used to love gum, and then I realized I look like an idiot when I chew it. Everyone looks like an idiot when they chew it.
Like cows.
Yes, and then I feel like it doesn't actually freshen your breath. Like it does, but then as soon as you don't have it in your mouth craves it. And then your mouth starts feeling and tasting and smelling bad because it wants the gum back in its mouth.
But gum can do good things.
Like
it
what?
It can stave off like hunger. Like you can.
Well, no, it can make you hungry because it activates the acid in your tummy and then it makes you hungrier.
I'm going to tell you what I read.
All right, go.
Because studies show,
y'all,
that chewing gum helps improve memory. Oh, man, I should start chewing more gum again.
I will say people do, they're like, when you're studying, you should chew gum. It'll help you retain the information better.
Reduce stress. Okay, I need to start chewing gum. And increase alertness.
Okay. Yesterday on my live stream, or 2 days ago on my live stream, we read life hacks from a life hacks calendar I have. And it says if you sleep naked, it reduces your acne and slows down the aging process. So people, the key to life, chew gum and sleep naked.
Well, sorry for that burglar coming into my house. It's also National Love People Day.
Oh,
yeah, isn't that sweet?
Yeah, people are okay.
You're supposed to lift each other up today.
I will lift you up always.
You do. You're good at that.
I'm very good.
Now, internationally.
Oh, so that was domestic.
Those were national. Now it's international.
Okay.
Translation Day. Thank you to all the people who know how to translate so other people can understand.
Shout out to the humans that know more than one language.
And are you ready for
so
this?
So basically everyone but Americans. Okay,
right.
Continue.
It's International Podcast Day.
What?
I just blew your mind. There. I did my part.
That was fantastic. International Podcast Day. I feel like we need to do something to celebrate. Maybe we should post a podcast.
Maybe.
What a coinkydink that we get to post on podcast day.
Yes.
Didn't have to do any extra effort for that. All right. Well, we're done with your one little thing. One little thing?
Okay. Hey, I have a question.
Question time is for later, but okay.
I'll save it.
No, I want to know now. I'm curious.
I want to know how basketball was. You never said anything this week.
How basketball was.
Yeah.
I didn't go. The game got canceled.
That's why I don't know. But that was burning in my head. And
I'm on a basketball team. And we're in a basketball league. And everyone is in like the Hollywood industry in some way or another. Mm-hmm. And so many times we can't play because too many people, like my friend Allison, she was like, I have a commercial. Like she's a set designer. And she's like, I have a commercial. A few other friends were like, I have a role. I have a show. I have a thing. And blah. So, like, because usually, like, you know, 7, 8 p.m., no one should be working at that hours, but we're all, we all have very strange hours. Right. And so everyone was like, we only had four people that could play. And then one of them was like, I don't want to play if there's only four. So then we had only three people and you need five for a team. Yes. So we're like, yep, can't play this week. So that's why you didn't see the internet forfeit? Post. Yeah, we forfeited.
So you...
We lost. We lost. We've lost three out of three now.
All of forfeits?
No, the first two we tried.
Okay, okay. Well, you gave it a good go, so... Okay.
It's been rough. It's been a rough season.
Yeah, people are busy. Life happens.
You know, I feel like when I joined the team, we lost only one game. Mm-hmm. And then every season since then, it's just been going a little harder to play. Getting worse and worse.
Everyone's getting a little older.
Okay. By the way, we do not have a sponsor for today, so I'm sorry. I have no promo codes for you.
None.
But someone did ask, my mom mentioned earlier, where they can find like a list of sponsors and the promo codes.
Yes.
That we've done. I don't have that.
Well, they asked.
I want to compile it, but I feel like there's been a lot of contracts saying I can't post the promo code anywhere but on the podcast.
So they can go to the podcast?
Yeah, the description. Yeah, in the descriptions, I usually have who sponsored it and usually the promo code. So maybe, so you don't have to listen to it. You can just see in the description if someone sponsored it or not.
Gotcha.
There you go. All right.
I have one more question.
Oh, my God.
Is it hot in here? Is it just...
Okay, yeah, it's hot in here. Oh, the vent is closed. We're pausing. Okay, I did the AC now.
Oh, that feels so much better. It's blowing right on me.
I know.
Oh,
this room gets hot. I don't think people realize how hot filming rooms get because you have so many lights on you.
Yeah.
And you have to raise your energy so that you're slightly entertaining at least. So, and you know, your adrenaline starts going. But okay, so we're 6 minutes into this. Let's finally get to some internet news.
Mother.
What happened on the internet, all things internet. The first thing I want to talk about is I saw on Twitter, and then I saw that my sister-in-law and brother got a brand deal with them, was Mattel, the toy company. They launched a line of gender-inclusive dolls. So gender-neutral dolls.
Mm-hmm.
And the internet didn't know what to do. People were having trouble grasping what gender-inclusive and gender-neutral meant. And I talked to my sister-in-law. I saw they had the brand deal for it, and she was like, I wanted to be super non-political about it, just like embrace, like, anyone can play with dolls, and these dolls, like, yeah, anyone can relate to these dolls, you know. And so she was like, we didn't say anything like just controversial. She said, we kept it very like,
yeah,
we're just really excited that these are gender inclusive. And she was like, and she said a few comments like, did people have problems? And she's like, of course they did. And she was like, people, I don't think, know what gender inclusive means or, mm-hmm, gender neutral. Because people were being like, how dare you say it's gender inclusive? There are only two genders. She was like, I never said, well, she's like, not, doesn't matter if I believe there are two genders or more than that. I never discussed how many genders there were. We're saying this is gender inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
There are two genders. So if you include the genders, you're including both. Or if you believe there are more, you're including all of them. So whether you believe that there's
whatever one you want, yeah, them to
be. Yeah, so whether you think there's two genders or multiple genders, gender inclusive is not saying how many genders there are. It's just saying all the genders are included.
Yeah.
And so that was like, I saw that on the internet as well. People were like, gender neutral. You can't be a neutral gender. We're like, no, it's just like... They're not saying the gender of the doll. If you don't know, the dolls are really cool. The bodies represent a 7-year-old kid.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have the long leg, big boob, blonde, blue-eyed Barbie.
Yeah.
Okay? Or the wide-shouldered muscle Ken. It's slender bodies. This sounds weird to describe, but they're flat-chested, slender bodies. It's a 7-year-old body.
Yeah.
Not sexual at all.
None.
Because a 7-year-old ain't sexual, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then they have no distinctive markers that would tell you if it's a boy or a girl,
right?
Because
no eyeliner drawn on,
yeah,
it, or...
So like, because why do you need to know if a doll is, yeah, boy or a girl when, yeah, you take off the pants? It looks the same. Like, it's the same on a doll. It's the, yeah, exact, there's nothing there.
You can dress it how you want.
So yeah, and... they all come with like short hair, and then they have wigs you can put on them, so you, mm-hmm, can do different hairstyles. They have wardrobes that's like, they don't say this is the girls and this is the boys. It's just like, here are clothes. And I think it's really, really cool because I loved playing with G.I. Joes growing up because I liked how they dressed. Because,
yeah,
I liked Army and I liked dressing like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that was like the boy toy or whatever. And Colleen had Barbies that were these long haired, big boob things that weren't like, what are they? Autonomically? Autonomically. That's not. That's
Now you've got me messed up.
Words are hard. Very hard. Autonomically. Dang it.
Now you've got it weird in my head.
I know. I'm sorry. Anyway.
Their anatomy is
incorrect. It can't happen. Barbies would, if they were created in real life with the same proportions, they'd fall over.
Yeah.
Anyway, so these dolls were just made to not target boys, not target girls, also not to target non-binary kids. They're just for kids with an imagination.
Yep.
Kids who just want to play with a doll.
Yep.
Doesn't matter. And that's all that they were doing. They were not like, here's this... Only like there's a bunch of different genders and only this. They weren't like, while they were making a political statement of like, you know, but it, there are more than the Mattel even said, there are more than like boy and girl. And we think that all genders should be able to play with it, even genders that people don't recognize.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mattel said this, but at the same time, like, your kids don't know that.
Right.
Like, anyone can play with this doll. And the internet just, obviously, they're going to be mad at it. And Mattel said, we know this is going to lose us customers, but we want to change with the world and we want to stand up for what we believe in, which I thought was great because they are a huge toy company.
Yeah, they are.
And they'll get hit a little bit. They'll get a little ding from this, but they're going to make so many kids so happy. Like, Jessica's kids love them because they got to style them however they wanted.
Yeah.
And it was cool. And like...
You would have loved that.
I would have loved it. Like, they have black dolls with like a natural black haircut, like they have like natural hair. And it was so cool to me because any like Barbies were like, well, we have a black Barbie. It was still stick straight black hair that was like you have to like, it's just it's not, so they're trying to do a more natural, what a 7-year-old would actually look like.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really cool and I'm very proud of them for it. And it doesn't need to, they're not being like, boys play with dolls, even though boys can play with dolls. They were just like, here's some dolls anyone can play with them.
My boys all had dolls. I made sure they had dolls. Got dolls. To play with.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. But they were like, they're just like, here's some dolls. And the internet went, how dare you? So.
I think you could invent a yummy popsicle and people would be mad.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. But my favorite was that they just didn't, the internet didn't know what gender inclusive and gender neutral meant.
Mm-hmm.
They were just, gender neutral just means like, it's not for a specific gender. And gender inclusive means all the genders can come play, whether you believe that's two genders or the fact that there are actually more than that. Like, whatever you want. And it's not just for boys. It's not just for girls. It's just not for non-binary.
It's for everybody.
It's for everybody. And the internet just, they can't handle it. They couldn't handle it, Mom.
The everybody doll.
The everybody doll. And they were like, no, what about not everybody? Anyway, this isn't internet news. We're moving on. It's not internet news, but I just wanted to talk about it. The impeachment process is underway for the president and that rapist dude. And if you don't know which one I'm talking about,
that's an issue. I'm seriously asking you.
Not the other one.
Oh.
And that's an issue.
Sorry.
The one, I cannot pronounce his name for the life of me, and I don't want to say his name. The one that was supposed, like, Trump was, they had a huge, like, process.
Oh, God. I know who Kavanaugh.
Kavanaugh. That's the one. See?
Supreme Court guy.
The fact that there are multiple men that you're like, wait, which one is an issue? So the impeachment process has begun. We don't know what's going to come of it.
Mm-mm.
And then people are like, but Mike Pence would take the presidency. And I was like, can he really be worse? Like, right now, can it really get worse?
The important thing is, please go vote.
Go vote.
When
go
it's
vote.
Time to vote, go
registering
vote.
For like the National Register to Vote Day was like last week, I believe, on Tuesday, Eric's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you can still go register. Also, check your registry status. I registered way back in the day as a libertarian, and I just changed it to a Democrat because I was like, I don't even know what a libertarian is. I don't know why I chose that. Not a clue. So you can go check your voter status, change anything you need to change, and just make sure you are registered.
And vote.
And vote. That's awesome.
They
What's the point?
They make it easy. You can either
they make
vote
it, it's
away.
Online.
You can do it. Yeah.
And so.
You can mail it in.
You can mail it in. It's super. It it's
on,
like, come
you can
on.
Do it
guys.
Online?
No, you can't vote online, but you can do your registry online.
Yes. I was going to say, wait a second.
No. You cannot vote online.
Yeah, but you can. You don't even have to go to your polling place, like if you don't know where
no,
it
you
is.
You can mail it in.
You just mail
Matt
it
mails
in.
His in.
Yep.
That's cool. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. I'd like to drive in because I like the sticker. I drive all the way to Santa Barbara. That's where I'm registered.
Well, I like driving in because then I'm sure it won't get lost in the mail. It won't get...
Well, they can still, like, just not deliver it.
The one in person?
Yeah.
They're going to deliver it.
You need to know that they'll deliver it? Okay.
Don't ruin that.
They'll deliver it correctly.
Because I put it in the box.
Okay. I trust my mailman.
It's not going in.
So I could... My mailman's pretty legit.
Well, I get a lot of mail from a lot of different places that aren't my house.
Okay.
No, to a lot of different places that aren't my house. Does that make sense?
What? No. Say it again?
They send us the wrong stuff.
Oh.
Like, it's for
two other
streets.
You have a terrible mailman.
Well, it's not the same one. We had one that was great.
What's with this mail service?
There's so many more people now in Santa Barbara, so.
We have one guy, and he's great. And he knows my name. And he says hi to me when my mom walks with my dog.
I liked our mailman from days gone by. He called me Little Trent. It was great. I loved him.
Okay.
I'm done with that story. Moving on.
Shane Dawson posted a 4 or 5 minute trailer. It's 4 minutes something. New trailer for his new series. It's about Jeffree Star. Again? Because that was... He did a thing on Jeffree Star. And now he's doing it again. And the... trailer had this really depressing song playing out, and you could tell he's just like trying to stir up like emotions, and the whole thing was edited to make you go, oh my god, what's gonna happen. He's phenomenal at manipulating emotions, and I mean that in the best way possible. Like, every movie has to manipulate you to cry, mm-hmm. or whatever. He's very good at that. He's good at editing. He's good at displaying things how he wants to. He didn't say what it's about. It was just a song playing while random clips happen. There'd just be a clip of him walking into a room. And I was like, am I supposed to know what this means? Beautifully edited. But like, what is it? I don't know what I was supposed to do. And then I watched Philip DeFranco's video on it. And he said that, like, it looks like it's going to cover the James Charles and Manny MUA scandals. It's going to like cover, because Shane's name got thrown into a few of those. And Phil DeFranco made a good point. Is this going to, like, those things have been put to bed.
Yeah, why bring that all up again?
Yeah, so it's like, are we going to, what is this going to do? Is this going to just be like, people are going to be like, this is over, or is it going to stir up more drama? Like, what's the point of this? And I feel with Shane Dawson documentaries, there's never, like, an ending.
Yeah.
It never is, like, a final, like, and 6 months later... Yeah. This person finally
everyone lived happily ever after.
Yeah, well, because it's a YouTube series. It's not like, you know, a huge documentary that a film student did. So I don't know if there... I cannot imagine there's like a happy ending to things. I think it's just going to leave a bunch of questions, I believe. I don't know. I didn't watch his last few docuseries because they're just so long for me and I don't have that attention span. I watch YouTube when I'm doing my makeup, when I'm cleaning my room, and so I just can't watch it. Let's see what the internet has to say. It has a lot of views. Just that 4 or 5 minute trailer. My mom's eating another Altoid. Has a lot of freaking views. Mom, did you know that the Mario Kart app launched this week?
Oh, I got... Yes!
Oh, she's got something, guys.
No, I asked Trent about it.
Oh, did you? Did you want my to hear brother it? Trent is obsessed with Nintendo stuff.
Oh,
so he would be the one to ask. Oh, she's got
no,
notes,
got it,
guys. If you're not watching, she has so many paper notes.
Because I said, Trent, somebody asked about the new
Mario Kart.
Words? Mario Kart
merch
game.
Will be launching soon, by the way. That will be on a shirt.
And
words.
I asked him what he thought of it.
Okay.
And
so he played it.
Trent's a big gamer.
He's been Nintendo gamer, yeah.
Yeah. He said it's a simple mobile game for one hand, but overdid the microtransactions. So I had to stop and go, I don't know what that means.
You just spoke gibberish.
Really? It sounded
right. No, your words were right. They made no sense, though. Like, whatever he said.
Oh, he said it's a simple mobile game, you know, on your phone.
Yes.
For one hand, because
Trent only has one
functioning hand that works well. So
yes.
He's
okay.
A whiz.
So it's easy even with one hand.
Yes.
Okay.
But they overdid the microtransactions. And I said, I have no clue what that means.
Microtransactions?
Things you have to pay for.
Oh.
I'm like, wow. I had no clue. He goes, they charge money to unlock carts or characters. The racing's free, but it's limited after a while unless you can collect the stars. Also, there's a $5 subscription a month for the game.
You have to pay to play the game?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
The first 2 weeks are free. You need to cancel 24 hours before the 2 weeks are up. He likes Mario Kart 8 for the Wii and the Switch better.
Well, there you go. There you have a fanatic Nintendo gamer.
Yep.
Real reaction to that. Because honestly, I've only heard negative things about it.
Well, I thought about downloading it, try, because somebody said, why don't you?
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask Trent, do I even bother? He knows what kind of games I like. What do I like?
You like Candy Crush?
No. What? The Mario one. What's the one I like? The old school one?
Smash Brothers? Mario Kart. Super Mario.
Super Mario.
That's the one. Should go with anything with Mario in the name.
He said he had to pay.
Yeah. And so I went, nope.
I downloaded it because when I was streaming on Twitch, people were like, Mario Kart's out. Mario Kart's out. I was like, oh, I'll download it. And then someone was like, you have to make an account. You're not going to want to play. Yeah. And I was like, what? And I logged in. It's like, make an account. I was like, no, I don't want to make an account. I'm not going to play.
Yeah,
so make an account. I haven't played it.
And a $5 a month subscription. But 2 weeks you can do
for free. No, I don't care. They do that 2 week free because they know no one's going to remember to cancel. You're not remember.
And it has to be 24 hours before your 2 weeks is up.
That's messed up.
Yeah. So.
I've only heard negative things. I haven't heard anyone being like, this is so much fun. I've only heard just like, it's not that great. They just, whatever. And the fact that I hate when games do that. They're like, it's free, but you have to pay for everything in the game.
You can't get ahead if you don't,
Yeah, that's messed up. And that's a money grab. Like, I thought they were just going to make something cute and fun because they're a huge company. They don't need to make money anymore at this point. I thought they were just going to make something cute and fun for, like, the nostalgia of it all. Well, all right, then. I'm glad you had more info in that. TwitchCon is happening right now.
How come you're not there?
I know, right?
You're a Twitcher?
For the past 2 months, I have worked my butt off.
Are you called Twitchers?
No.
Oh.
I think we're called... I have no idea what they're called.
You should be Twitchers.
No, that's... I feel like that's not PC.
Oh, sorry.
It's like a spasm.
No, I'm not... Rachel!
You're
always getting me in trouble.
I'm just looking out for you, Mom, really. I think they're called streamers. Because they're stream...
Oh.
Or gamers, if they're depending what they do on Twitch.
But you're
Twitch.
Not gaming.
No, so I'd just be a IRL streamer.
Now you lost me. Okay.
It's an in real life.
Oh, is that what that means?
IRL?
Okay.
Yeah, it means in real life. Like someone says my IRL friend, so not their internet friend, their in real life friend.
Okay. I thought it had a computer thing to do with it. Some
what?
Code or some... No.
A URL.
Oh.
This is something, you guys. This is just something today. We just filmed. I'm going
to
say we're drained.
It says life is hard.
Life is hard. Science is hard. Math is hard.
Words are hard.
We just filmed a 2-hour video where we went to all the different fast food places and tried their vegan things. Because, you know, like all these fast food places are coming up with like vegan options, like the Impossible Burger, the Black Bean Burger, the soy chicken strips. So we're like, let's go try all these things. One, we found that not all of those locations had the things. Like, the chicken strips, soy chicken strips were only in Atlanta, Georgia.
I'm so glad about that.
God. The plant-based Big Mac is only in, like, southern Ontario, Canada. And, like, so, but we did get a few things that we went to. The things we actually were able to get were from Burger King, Habit, Taco Bell, and McDonald's. Right? Did we eat anything else? Yeah.
No.
That was it. So we tried this. We're a little exhausted.
Watch your her video to find out which one was the best.
It was shocking. It was shocking which one was the best.
Yes.
I did not expect it at all.
Yeah.
I kind of want to save it till the end if I can. We'll figure it out. Watch that video. It comes out tomorrow on my main channel. But we need to get our energy back, Mom. Oh, I'll tell you. Something that happened at TwitchCon. A streamer got banned because he was live streaming at TwitchCon. All these Twitchers. Mom, you made me call them Twitchers.
Twitch people.
All the streamers stream live at TwitchCon because that's what Twitch is.
You can get overloaded with that many.
I know. They all buy these like backpacks with like multiple backpacks with these Wi-Fi things in them and all these cards and whatnot. Matt was trying to explain it to me and I was like, you are speaking gibberish. So they all do this and they all stream live. So this guy, one dude was streaming live and he started hitting on a security guard and Twitch banned him. Because it was sexual harassment. At TwitchCon, this guy was streaming live and got banned. Shout out to Twitch for just being like, not over it. Okay, and then the next thing I have. Oh, so a poober. I was going to call it a poober. Mom, don't look at me like that. Uber, apparently, you know when you report. What?
I was just trying to figure out how you got Poober.
No idea how you
read Uber and apparently, so you got the P for the, I had to hear how that came out. That's how it came out. Okay,
so Poober, apparently, you know, when you if you don't know, you never use it. When something happens wrong with your Uber, you could file in a complaint with Uber,
right?
And so Uber has like this security investigation team, mm-hmm. and recently these people that work for the investigation have come out and said that Uber has told them never to report anything to the police. Even if, like, a driver or a passenger has committed a felony and has confessed to it, do not report it to the police and never tell the victims to go to the police. You can't, whoa. They can't stop them from going, but they're like, never urge them or tell them that that's an option.
No, that's so wrong.
And because they said, this is a quote, hold on, where is it? I have to find it. Protect Uber first.
No.
What a terrible company. Because there's been a lot of women who get like sexually harassed by their driver. They report it to Uber being like, you need to fire this guy. Mm-hmm. And then they're just like, they're just like, okay, don't tell the police. Don't do anything.
No.
Like, protect Uber first. Protect our image. I hate Uber. I've deleted the app. I think they're terrible. They've done a lot of shady things. I'm not really in support of them. I always use Lyft if I need to. I just have heard less negative things about Lyft. But like, what, you have like these shady guys driving around sexually harassing women and you're just like, don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
No, like, not no. cool. I'm mad about it. Last thing I have, Mom. Last bit of info.
Okay.
Is Match.com, you know the dating site.
Yes.
Connected non-paying daters to fake accounts to trick them into subscribing.
Oh,
so what happens with Match?
That's false advertising. Oh wait, no, yeah, it's not advertising.
It's catfishing.
Yes, there you go.
So what they do is they, if you go on Match apparently and you don't pay, you can create a profile and you can match to people, but you can't message each other.
Okay.
And
until
you
pay money.
Until you pay money. So what they do, Match does, is they send a message to these non-paying customers and being like, and they're like, well, if you have a match that really wants to talk to you, but you have to pay to see what they say.
Yeah.
So then they pay, and then Match makes it, it's been like a thing apparently that they make it almost impossible to end your subscription.
Oh no.
So it's like, it takes like a bunch of emails, 6 clicks, all these things. Like, wow. Most places you go, settings, delete my account. Do you want to delete? Yes, delete. Okay, sorry to see you go, you're deleted.
Yeah.
That's it. And apparently theirs is phenomenal to just, like, people are constantly, they've had lawyers involved on how difficult it is to end your Match thing, especially when you're signed up to pay. So I'm just like, this, I feel like this should be illegal.
Yes.
Because, like, they're making fake accounts. They're getting people's hopes up. They're lying. They're catfishing. And they're scheming people out of their money. Match.com, you no longer have my... I don't know what you had before, but you don't have it anymore.
Did they ever?
No, not my money. I'm saying they're my respect.
Oh, then we shouldn't talk about them anymore.
No, I will say I've heard really good things about Hinge. Hinge apparently is you're supposed to, when you sign in, you log it onto your Facebook or your Instagram and your Twitter. And then they will only let you match with people that you have mutual friends with.
Oh.
So
you can kind of check.
So yeah, so you can be like, you know Jeff? I know Jeff. Okay. Jeff's the coolest. And you text Jeff, hey, is this person actually pretty legit?
Right.
I think that's a genius move.
That's great.
So that's Hinge. Better than Match so far, because Match tricks you and then steals your money. All right, Mom. You said you had news about Santa Barbara.
Oh, our elephant died.
I saw that. I didn't want to talk about it.
No, we need to talk about it. There's a good thing at the end of this. I mean, we had two elephants.
They should not be kept in zoos.
We had two elephants.
I don't like zoos.
One passed away last year. One passed away just the other day. And the new laws have regulated that elephants are not happy being one or just two. They need a bull and they need their herd.
Yeah, they're a herd animal.
Santa Barbara can no longer have elephants because there's not enough room. So there is a good thing at the end of all this.
Good.
And they're a good zoo. They're a very good zoo.
Santa Barbara Zoo, I will say, is the only zoo I've gone to and haven't been extremely depressed going to.
Yeah.
Don't go to the LA Zoo. Mm. That is just, I think I went to like a zoo in Seattle once and that was depressing. most zoos are extremely disgustingly depressing because these animals, these huge, beautiful, majestic creatures are kept in these concrete metal cages. Santa Barbara Zoo is the only one that's like, they actually do mimic the habitat.
Well, but, there are a few zoos that do that too.
Yeah.
Big ones that are nice.
But
and they're rehabilitating or they're the...
Rehabilitating ones are fine.
Yes. Or the animals would have to be put down if they weren't in a zoo.
Yeah.
That I
understand. But when you just... When they breed them in the zoo, that makes me angry.
Well, some of those are trying to not extinct that.
That's fine. But yeah, like, we have bred giraffes. And we didn't need to breed the giraffes. All right? We had that crooked neck giraffe and then we bred that.
I loved him.
Yeah, you did. You did love her. Yeah. Shouldn't have been in a freaking zoo.
Well, do you know the whole backstory?
No, but her babies didn't need to happen. Stop. Her babies didn't need to happen.
Was that giraffe on the endangered species list?
No.
Okay, well, I don't know. I'm asking. Anyways, so sadly, the elephants have passed, but
new laws.
Will not be getting more because they've done the studies and found out elephants aren't happy unless they're in their herd.
That I can't believe there had to be actual studies done about this. This is common sense.
Yeah.
It's common sense, y'all. Anyway, do you have anything else?
I just have questions.
Okay.
Are you done?
Oh, no. We have to move on to the game, Mom.
Oh, the game!
Okay, My mom has been very, very excited because I told her to come up with the game. And so my mom has come up with the game. Okay, go. Am I allowed to look yet? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm not looking.
Just don't look at me.
Apparently, I'm not supposed to look.
Name that sound.
Name that sound, y'all.
I don't know if anybody else has that name. I'm not stealing it. It's just that's what was in my head.
So okay, she's going to... Don't look. Okay, I'm going to explain it. She's going to make a noise, and she's going to do it into the microphone, and I have to guess what the thing is that's making the noise.
Okay, if I can figure out how to make it work. Okay, you ready?
Ready.
Nope. Wait.
Is that a camera? Was that a blowtorch?
Close. It was a lighter.
Yeah, a blowtorch!
Okay, I can make it work. Okay.
Are you doing these into the microphone?
I did.
Okay, great. Okay. Also, don't catch my house on fire. That'd just be great. Is this a plastic bag? Is this the guess?
No, that's not a plastic bag.
Oh, do it again. It's a crinkle. It's a crinkle.
It is a crinkle.
It's a crinkle.
But it's a crinkle baby toy.
Okay, why? Oh, you know what? I read that to Duncan last night. I definitely should have known that.
Okay, these are all things you know. Okay. Listen.
That's a bottle of pills.
What kind?
Vitamins.
No, they're Advil.
Oh, I don't know. I would have an issue if I knew the sound of a drug in the bottle, Mom.
Okay, you ready?
You're like, that's Norco?
Are you ready?
Yes.
No, I don't have those things. Okay, ready?
Yeah. Do it again. That's tape measure.
Nope.
Do it again. No, that is a tape measure. You pull it out, you flop back. Do it again. Mom, what is that?
Scotch tape.
Dang it.
I got one. I'm so happy.
I was so certain it was a tape measure. Dang it.
No. Okay, wait. Now I got to get all this
guys,
tape off.
It's really cute how excited she is about this game.
I'm so excited. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, go.
Okay. Nope. Wait, here's the sound.
That's hairspray or dry shampoo.
It's neither one of those.
What?
But it is an aerosol can. You were right on that.
Okay.
You won't know.
Is that... Oh, then what is it?
Water spray.
Facial spray? Okay. Listen.
Okay. What's this one?
Oh, you're flipping through something. I don't know, but I kind of like the noise. It's a hairbrush. A comb.
Comb, you got it.
Ding, 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 ding. I was like, I know that. I felt that before. So I've gotten, one right?
You've got a couple right. Okay.
Right.
Not the sound. Hold on. Okay.
You ready? Coughing.
No, wait, let me get my other things out.
What are you doing back there? Dear God.
Okay, listen.
No, do it again. What? I feel like you're hiding some of the noise. Why would I know what that is? Never have I heard this noise in my life.
Yes, you have. One more time.
That is a toy where the things
go. Close your eyes and smell.
Oh, wait, put it back. What does that smell? I didn't expect your hand to be there.
Did you give up?
Yeah.
Pepper.
Oh, it's pepper. I was like, why is this?
Well,
I
didn't grinder, know. A pepper grinder.
Okay. Do you have more?
Yes, I have more.
Oh, God. Sorry.
Well, I got to find. Okay. You'll know this one.
Why? What is.
I feel... Oh, come on, Rachel.
I'm probably the worst at this game. Is that a mechanical pencil? Scissors! Guys, I am really bad at this game.
I won't do them all. Here's the next one. You ready?
Okay. Why do I think everything is a disposable camera? I'm like, tape measure, disposable camera.
I can't even guess all these.
Floss? Are you kidding me?
Okay, a very obvious one.
Okay.
You'll know this
one. Apparently, I'm not good at this, so it might not be that obvious to me. Oh, she's doing something. She's mad at my dad all of a sudden.
Okay, you'll know this one.
The amount of times in my life I've heard, Tim! A disposable camera tape measure.
I'll do it again. You're under arrest.
Handcuffs. Why do you have handcuffs?
Because you have like 14 pairs.
I know why I have handcuffs. Why do you have handcuffs?
I think it's a Miranda prop.
Okay. Was that the obvious one?
No, this one is. Okay, last one. Wait, I have to make it work.
Oops. It's not a disposable camera tape measure. I'm suing.
Wait, I can't make it work. Oh. There.
That is a little toy car?
Rachel!
Ah, it's the a mustache trimmer!
Yay! And okay. Other ones, but that's all.
Well, I'm very bad at that. It was a great game.
Fun.
I'm just really bad at it.
No, you just have to, yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, I'm really bad at it.
Okay, gotta put all this back on
you
top of the pepper.
We're gonna do that later because we're in the middle of podcasting. You're gonna read me the questions.
Gotcha. I had to clean up my mess.
You don't at the moment. We don't clean while filming.
Okay.
All right, we're moving on to the questions of the day. My mom found these questions on Podcast ATI, our Twitter account. I told her to find the questions this week.
Well, you told them.
I told them my mom was reading the questions. I said, ask questions.
I'm like, no, they're all about me. No.
Sorry, they want to know about
you. So I'm going to ask you, Rachel. I'm going to tell you mine. You're going to tell me yours.
Okay.
Annalise at Eric Lean Part 27 says, if you had to associate an ice cream flavor to your pets, what would it be?
This is a microphone. You should talk into it.
Mine
once in a while.
Is vanilla ice cream with Pop Rocks.
That's for Cinderella.
It's my lab.
Yeah.
Doesn't that describe her? Because
yeah.
She's always popping up and she's...
Chunky monkey.
Chunky monkey. For which one?
Blaze is the chunky monkey. I'm going to say Snoop's a rocky road.
Rocky road.
He's had a rocky road.
He has.
But he is sweet and delicious and amazing.
Yep.
There you go. Wow, I didn't think I'd come up with such great answers.
I know, right?
That was great. Oh, love me.
Another dog question.
Okay.
Marina Ballinger Stockland at Rubble_Wolf.
I love that you read the whole handle. Because
am I supposed
like,
to?
This person at this place, this person. I was just like, Lily, Alex, I don't know.
Your favorite breed of dog? Mine's Rottweiler.
I don't have a favorite breed.
You
I
like
just love big dogs. And I love little dogs. I will always own big dogs.
Yeah.
But I had a moment where I was like, little dogs, meh, but I've gotten used to, I've met some really great little dogs.
Yeah.
So.
There's some cute ones.
Yeah. But I am a fan of pit bulls or just big mixes, Rottweilers, I don't know.
Yeah.
Great Danes, who cares? Just big.
Just big. All right. Allie at Small Cats, please.
See, this is why I don't read the handles. I just say their first name because they don't make any sense ever.
Any tips for a gal who's interested in getting her own chicken coop going? Rachel?
I know nothing about this. I will say, don't put it next to your bedroom window.
Because it's not next to my bedroom window.
I know. Don't put
next
it next to someone's bedroom window because they will cackle in the morning and there's going to be days when you're like, I need to sleep in. Nope. There's a chicken in my head.
I don't even hear it anymore.
Disgusting.
What's research. Your...
Yes.
Research. Make sure you have more than enough room for them to safely free range, be protected from the elements and hawks.
Yeah.
And coyotes and stuff. Research the different breeds for what type of eggs you want, how loud they are. They're very messy. They're smelly.
Look who did research for this podcast.
And find out if your county has regulations. Because some say you can't have chickens or you just can't have roosters. And then they limit how many you can have.
Oh, that my mom just made a face, meaning she is over the limit.
Rachel, I'm asking you from Rachel at Don't just say from Rachel.
What's
the best financial advice anyone's ever given you? Did we talk about this before? I thought we had.
Jessica gave me really great financial advice and I never took it.
Let's hear it.
Get a credit card immediately.
No, you're not supposed to.
That's what you think. Because you're bad with money.
You've got to get it to set up credit.
Yes. The best thing you can do is get a credit card as soon as you can. Don't use it. Just buy yourself, do one thing a month with it and immediately pay it off that day.
Yeah.
Never let the money sit.
Right.
Immediately pay it off. And it's like, I know credit cards can be scary because we're not taught the proper things about them.
Right.
So in order to build credit, and you need credit in America, at least this is how it is. You need credit in order to buy a car, buy a house, get direct TV, like these random things. You need good credit. And you're going to be mad if you're like, I don't need good credit. I'm poor. If you ever do get money, you're going to wish you had good credit.
Yeah.
And so just open one credit card, buy one thing a month. Jessica said she used to put her phone bill on it.
Yeah.
So every month she just had an automatic payment on the phone bill and then the credit card automatically paid it off the next day. And that was it. And she has great credit because of it.
Yeah.
And so just, she told me when I was 18, get a credit card. And I was like you. I was like, no, credit cards are scary. I don't want to do it. That creates debt. And she's like, only if you do it wrong.
Right.
And it took me a very long time to build my credit because I didn't start when I was young.
Yeah.
And it was a hassle and a half. And I was like, I was trying to buy my house. And I was like, I have the money. I'm really great with money. I'm not in debt. Yeah. And they were like, you don't have a good credit score. And I was like, but I'm good with money. I have money. Let me have a house. And they were like, nah, you're really bad credit score. I'm like, but that doesn't show. And I was
See, that doesn't make any sense. How are you going to have a bad credit score if you haven't done anything bad?
Exactly. Credit scores don't make sense.
Right.
They're showing that you can handle money.
Yeah.
Because so it's like a record of like, I've had this credit card for a long time and I haven't had any issues with it. I've had loans that I've paid off correctly and I haven't had any issues with it. That's what the credit score is supposed to do. The credit score is supposed to do. I don't believe in the credit score system. I think it's really stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But that is one piece of financial advice.
There you go.
Yep.
You like how I had them ask you.
Yeah, there you go.
What's the worst? Joey Pickett asked. There, I didn't say the handle.
Thank you.
The worst thing you've had to take your child to the doctor for? Well, Christopher and Trent would be, they split their heads open.
Oh!
Trent had stitches.
Really?
And Christopher was
so traumatized. I remember seeing a picture of Christopher with a huge head wrap on.
He was too traumatized because it was after Trent had split his head open.
Mom, what are you doing with these kids? How did we all survive?
Trent fell on this cement thing in the backyard and split his head open.
Oh, I know the thing you're talking about.
And Christopher was running through the hallway and split his head on a corner. But he was so traumatized about going to the hospital and the doctor that he said it would cause more trauma to stitch him. So we're just going to wrap him. It's not deep enough that we have to really be worried. It's under the hairline, so it was fine.
Yeah.
Colleen, she got a dog bite on her face.
Yeah, because she was being a little punk to a dog.
And yours was your finger getting caught in the door.
Yep. Phil's finger still looks disgusting.
It's beautiful. And do you want more?
We can do. Yeah, we're at 42 minutes, so you can end anytime you want. We're at the 40-minute marker.
Okay, we're going to end on something really positive.
Okay, go for it.
Sam asks, what are 5 things that can always make you smile?
Oh, when Matt brings me coffee without me asking.
Aww.
He does that quite often. Anything my dogs do.
A true parent.
Yeah. That first smell of the heater going on in winter.
It's Christmas time coming.
When that burnt dust smell. Yes. That's amazing.
Yes.
That will always, I'll just always whiff it in and be like, oh, I'm whiffing in burnt dust, but it smells so good. The sound of waking up to rain on the window.
Oh, I love that.
And then I have one more. Oh, that's another one. What always makes me smile? Flynn smiling. Yes. Flynn laughing.
So cute.
Baby's laughing. Baby's laughing. Not just not subject. Thing. I always say Flynn because Colleen constantly posts videos of him laughing. Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited for Jessica to have another baby.
Yes.
Just get him laughing all the time. Oh, yeah, I'm excited. All right, Mom, what are 5 of yours?
Well, I wrote them down.
Oh, God.
My kids and grandkids, obviously.
Okay.
Someone else smiling at me. That will always make me smile.
I love that. I smile at strangers constantly.
Yes. You never know who needs a smile. And
yeah.
Yeah. But I love it when they smile at me first. Yeah. And then I smile right back. Anyway. I love seeing a plant take off and grow, like my vegetables, and then you see a little baby cucumber or a little baby zucchini or a little baby tomato. That just makes me smile. I get very excited.
Nice. You grew something.
Yeah. I like seeing kindness in others. That makes me smile. Like when somebody does something
Blaze joined us for the first time.
Don't eat that.
Hey, buddy.
And doing something for somebody else and they don't know it, but you see their reaction and they still don't know who it is. And that just makes you that smile. Secret, it's like that sneaky.
My mom is now cleaning up because Blaze came in. He smells the pepper and the baby toys.
We have to do a winner.
Oh, right. We have to do a giveaway and a winner this week. Okay, so those are all the questions. Thank you guys for asking questions. You can always ask us questions at the podcast ATI. If we don't tweet out at Ask Us Questions, just randomly tweet us questions and we'll read it. Okay, Blaze, that's not for you. So the winner from last week for the glove and the chicken fact inside the glove is
Maggie at Maggie_5_5.
Woo! You're a winner! All right, Mom, what are you giving away this week?
Oh, one of my empty Altoid boxes.
Well, wait, there's more.
Inside. With a folded up brand new Band-Aid and these cute little Neutrogena face washes. Isn't that cute?
It's a makeup remover wipe. It's a single.
Yeah.
And a Band-Aid.
Like a little emergency kit.
She made an emergency kit only if the emergencies include you need to take your makeup off or you have a tiny little owie. Or you just need a little box. Blaze, don't lick her face. Blaze. All right, guys, that's it for today. This this episode was brought to you by our faces. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember to subscribe to our channel or follow us on any of the listening things that you've listened to this podcast. Sorry, Blaze just remembered my mom was here and got very excited about it. Blaze, leave her be. His paws in your crotch. There you go. We love you guys so much.
Wow, he's a nut.
If you want to take us out.
Oh, see you next time. No, you won't see me next time.
Oh, Mom is going on bus tour for at least a week. She might be there the full three. We don't know yet.
We're playing it by ear.
It was whatever Flynn and Colleen and Corey and all the other people, if they're like, bus is too crowded, get out. But she's definitely going on the first week. So, next week, we might have Christopher, if he's available. And maybe we'll have a Parker appearance. You never know. You never know. So watch out for that. Mom, take us out.
See you sometime. Next time.
I will see you.
Rachel, we'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Beautiful.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.